Hallelujah. The finest and most powerful part of your life is your word. The finest and most powerful part of your life is your word. James chapter 3 verse 2 says, if you are perfect or if you are mature in your words, then you can control your life. If you are perfect or if you are mature, the word perfect means mature. If you hear the word perfection in King James, it means mature. If you are mature in your language, if you are mature in your use of words, you can control your whole life. Which means your life is in the control of your words. James also said that see how big a ship is, but a small web is used to turn it around, like a steering. So see how strong the horse is, but if you put a line on the tongue or on the mouth, you can control the horse any side. He said, your tongue is the definition of your maturity. Hallelujah. So the question is, what do you say? The rating, how God rates you, depends on your language. Matthew 12:37, the scripture says, you are justified by what you say, and you are condemned by what you say. So your language will set you free, your language will also bind you up. But we don't often know, and we are just speaking. Every time we're just talking, because talk to us, talk is cheap. But to God, talk is not cheap. You are held bound by your words, and you are loosed also by your words. Praise the Lord. I will tell you why I'm sharing this with you today. Because many of us are not aware that our life is in our words. And my prayer this evening is that as a leader, you will know. What I call this class tonight is maturity class. What did I call it? Maturity class. That's for the mature. Your word is your language. Your language, not your preaching. You can preach the word of God powerfully and even see miracles happen. Even cast out demons. Even heal the sick. Even save souls. That is preaching. Your word is the things you say at your casual time, at your free time, when you are alone, when you are with normal friends, when you are with your old friends, when you are free, when you're not under any supervision, the summary, the aggregate sum of your language, the total sum of what you say, your language, praise the Lord. It's not what you say in fellowship. It's not what you say when we give you a microphone. It's not what you say when you are preaching out there. It's not what you say when you are discussing with a sister and you are discussing church. It's what you say at your casual time, at your free time, at your normal time, that time you feel loosed. That is the definition of your word. So your word is the aggregate sum of your communication. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That will determine where you are going in life. Please hear this. The reason why we study the Bible, meditate on the Word of God, pray, etc., is to strengthen our spirit, to influence our thoughts so that we can speak right. I wish you understand what I'm saying now. The reason why we study our Bible, meditate on the Word of God, pray in the Spirit, and all the activities that we do, spiritual activities we do, is to strengthen our spirit so that it can influence our mind, so that we can speak correct words. Which means everything you are doing is just to influence your language. Because until your language is right, you are far away from the answer. You pray so hard and speak the opposite. You speak faith now and speak doubt the other time. You speak your feelings. You speak how you are feeling. That's what you speak. And you are trapped there. My prayer today is that someone's language will change in the name of Jesus Christ. So, the reason why I study my Bible is to strengthen my spirit so that it can influence my mind so I can say right words. All right. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Oh, generation of vipers, Jesus said. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, we study God's word to make us good. When we are made good by God's word, we speak good and we have good. You can be good without seeing good things. You didn't hear what I said now. You can be good without seeing good things. You will see good things when you speak good things. When out of the abundance of the good inside of you, you speak it out, then you will see good things. So, the word of God make you good so you can speak good things and have good things. The word of God is to make you good so that you can do what? Speak good things and do what again? Have good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You being evil cannot speak good things. Praise the Lord. Now, when an evil man speaks good things, he is not speaking from his heart. He is pretending. And when a good man like you, who is born of God, speaks evil things, you're not speaking from your heart, you are pretending. You didn't hear me now. When a bad man, evil man, a sinner, speaks good things, he's pretending. Because only good people can speak good words. But when a good man like you, a born again person like you, is speaking evil things out of your mouth, you are also pretending. Which means you are confusing yourself. Hallelujah. Evil thing doesn't mean sin. No. Speaking things that does not agree with who you are. I am very, very weak. For the past 3 days now, I can't even just get up. I don't know what is wrong with me. That you're the one saying it. And your spirit man is saying, I am strong. And their mouth is saying, I'm very, very weak. And you are confused yourself. And God is watching you. There's someone today. From today, your language will be strengthened. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 61 verse 3. The believer is called the tree of righteousness. Watch this. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Say with me, I am a tree of righteousness. Say again, I am a tree of righteousness. Say again, I am a tree of righteousness. Say again, I am a tree of righteousness. So, God sees you as a tree of righteousness. Please watch now. If you are a tree of righteousness, through understanding of the word of God, you take your route downwards. Through prayer, you strengthen yourself. You are still a tree. Hallelujah. You are still a tree. But the tree is of no value until the fruits come out. The only way this tree of righteousness I'm seeing now bear fruit is through your mouth. This is where the trouble is. Because the only part of you that bears fruit is your mouth. So you can be a good tree, tree of righteousness, without fruits. Praise the Lord. Say, I will take care of my mouth. Say, I will take care of my mouth. I'm a tree of righteousness, and I bear fruit through my mouth. I'm a tree of righteousness, and I bear fruit through my mouth. I'm a tree of righteousness, and I bear fruit through my mouth. I'm a tree of righteousness, and I bear fruit through my mouth. The day you begin to believe your words is the day you are established. I'm not saying believing God's word. That is, you say something, you believe it. Hallelujah. And they used to shock Daniel when he drives with me sometimes. We leave. I tell him, you are going to drop me at Neco Center by 12:30. Sharp. He reached Port Harcourt. I said, how can you quote the time you arrive at Neco Center? Are you in charge of the road? What if the motor spoil? What if police stop us? What if I'm not able to get there? How do you know my speed? How can you look for talker and say you will reach Enugu by 12:30? I said, but I've spoken. It has happened several times. Am I correct? No matter what he drives, he will stop me here by that time. Because I have learned to believe my words. I'm not saying believing God's word now. My words. I'm training myself to know that I will have what I say. From today, receive grace to do business with words. It is the finest part of your life. In fact, it's the unlimited part of you. You're unlimited by your words. Any other thing is limited. You may not have enough money, you may not have any connection, you may not have, but you have mouth. And God is thinking that if you have mouth to speak, you have everything. Say, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemy cannot gainsay. Today, may you have a mouth. May you have a mouth. Listen to me. You are where you are by your mouth. This way you feel trapped now. You feel so trapped. I don't know what to do now. I'll do my best. You have not done your best. You may have struggled your best. You have not done your best. Your best is in your mouth. You didn't hear me now. You think you have done your best. I have done this. I have tried this. You have not done your best. Your best is not in your action. Your best is where? In your tongue. Until you say your best words, you have not done your best. Why am I preaching this? Because many people will not believe it. You think that, well, I've been trying to have good confession, but it's not just working. And let's see scriptures. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 13 verse 2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. But the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. A man shall eat good by what? The fruit of his mouth. You will eat good things with what? The fruit of your mouth. All the seeds you have been sowing, your mouth is the harvester. All the good work you have been doing, your mouth is the harvester. You have not said anything yet. It is your mouth that will bear the fruit of all your labor. You have sown seed, yes. The tree is growing, yes. The tree is standing, yes. The leaves are there, yes. But the fruit is where? Do you agree with me now? You have sown seed, yes. The seed is alive, yes. The tree is growing, yes. The tree is big, yes. has branches, yes, has leaves, yes, but the fruit is where? Thank you, Lord Jesus. A man shall eat good by what? The fruit of his mouth. Proverbs 18 verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. So if you increase your speaking, you'll be filled. So you are not full until you increase your speaking. All this casual, it is well. It is well. We not walk home. Well, God is helping us. We ask you, say in your mind, I'm trapped. It's a stubborn declaration of what you want to happen. A stubborn maintained declaration of who you are and what you want to happen. Against all odds, against all negativities, against everything that's against you, you are still standing and still saying what you are saying. This man is big. Hallelujah. The other day I was talking, Pastor Joe overheard me. I said, if this man says he's not rich, he's telling a lie. That sounds crazy. But I have learned to talk like that. If I don't speak like that, I won't harvest the thing I've been sowing. I've been sowing seeds for Christ's sake. It's time to harvest it. And my mouth will harvest it. How will you be planting seeds, planting seeds, planting seeds, and you refuse to harvest it? You're not afraid to plant seed. You take your best seed and sow happily. But when it is time to harvest, you close your mouth. You are afraid to say the thing you want. You are not afraid to pray it, but you're afraid to say it. Whatever you are not afraid to say, even though you pray, you will not have. You are not afraid to say, oh God, pay my house rent. You cry to God about it. But to now say, I live in a comfortable house, you will not say it, because you are afraid to say it. And the scripture says, you will have what you say. Say with me, I'm very, very healthy. Very, very strong. I'm very, very healthy. Very, very strong. God is supplying all my needs. I don't lack anything. I live in good health. I live in sound health. I'm complete in him. I lack nothing. Now, imagine if this is your language. Every day, despite what is happening to you. I only give you a few days. You start to see it in your life. Let this consciousness enter into you. That the seed you are sowing, harvested through what? Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is the value of your words? The value of your words is your value. For many of you, your words have no value. How do I know it? Because you don't mean what you say. And you don't say what you mean. Somebody will tell you, will you be in my house in the evening? You say, by the grace of God. And you know very, very well they're not going to come. But you say what? By the grace of God. Which means the grace of God cannot bring you. You have limited the grace of God. Hallelujah. You say something, you mean another thing. In Jesus' name, I am well, I am well. And in your heart, you don't mean it at all. You don't even mean it. Yeah, you don't even mean it. You just say that. You say, I believe I'm okay. I believe I'm okay. I believe I'm okay. And you know it, that you're lying to yourself. You don't even believe what they're saying. From today, receive the strength to say things that you believe. Receive the strength to mean what you are saying. and to say what you mean. Oftentimes people tell me that you just pray, just say a word. And it seems as if I'm slow to speak. Because I will not speak it until I'm ready to speak it. Praise the Lord. Because I cannot say what I don't mean. If I will say in the name of Jesus, I mean it. And I'm expecting something to happen. Say from today. Say from today. Every word I speak, I will mean it. Let it be to the level that even casual words you speak, not just prayer. If I say, I will help you, mean it. I will give you this thing, mean it. I'll be there tomorrow, mean it. I'll be there by 10 o'clock, mean it. Work towards doing that thing you said you would do. Praise the Lord. When I was invited today, I told him I'll be there before 7:30. And my car had some challenge on the road. I was like, am I still going to be there? When I was there waiting for them to look into the car, I said, but I've already said I'll be there before 7:30. And I will surely be there. After a while, I said, enter, let's go. He moved. The car moved us. We got there 5 minutes to 7:30. And when I said, come on, the women said, hey, we know this pastor. He keeps to what he says. I said, thank God. From today, you will say what you mean, and you will mean what you say. You'll be shocked how your life will start working if everything you say, you mean it. Not even one word out of your mouth is casual. Even when you are joking, your jokes are not casual. The thing is serious and it has effect. Lift the hand towards heaven. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the grace to say what I mean and to mean what I say. Everything I say, I expect to have what I say. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say a loud amen to that. Now, let me define this. I've never thought of it like this until today. What does your word mean? Your word is your spirit plus your thought, plus your intention, plus your desire put together. Your spirit is you. So your word is you, plus your thought, plus your intention, plus your desire. So your word is you. So in your word, you are inside it. Why? Because your spirit is in your word. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are what? They are spirit. So the words you are giving out contains what? Your spirit. So you are giving a part of yourself when you are talking. So reduce your talk before you finish. Didn't you hear me? I said, when you are talking, a part of you is going out. Because your word is your spirit, contains your spirit. It contains your intention. It contains your emotions. It contains your feelings. So be careful what you say, because when you are talking, you are giving out a part of yourself. Because you are in your word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It is not easy to talk. If talk is easy for you, then your talk is very cheap. You didn't hear me now. If talk is easy for you, then your talk is very cheap. In short, if your talk has no value, you can just throw it away. Because it has no value. But the day your words has value, when you say one, you think. Before you say another one, because by your word, you shall be caught. By your word, you shall be released. From today, may words have meaning to you. May words have meaning to you. Many have lost their position because of what they say once. In plenty of talking, just one statement you made that disqualified you. You don't even know when you made it because your talk is so cheap. La, 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 la. And somebody listening to you, don't know who is why. Until you just said one word, that was the mark UX. That was the mark UX. This contract cannot go to this guy. Look at what he said. Just one statement you made. Out of the plenty things, even one word you used disqualifies you. There are levels of life you will never attain until your words are strengthened. You are your word. Your maturity is in question until we check the value of your word. There's someone here today. You are receiving grace to speak words. You are receiving grace to speak words. Thank you, Lord. If you don't mean what you said, you have said nothing. What did I say now? Can you say what I said again? Can you repeat it? Say it again. If you don't mean what you have said nothing. I know words are powerful. When I stand on prayer line here and say, be healed, be healed, be healed. And I say, testimony to Jesus, say, I was healed, I was healed, I was healed, I was healed. I now know how powerful words are. But the one that touched me was last Tuesday. I was in my office. We have finished second service. A sister came to me and said, Pastor, I did my wedding. I did not bring my cake to you. He didn't even tell me about his wedding. I said, well, thank God you have come. And I didn't give you my cake. Take this. He had some little money in his hand, maybe 1.5 or 2,000. Oftentimes, I don't count, but I just take it and drop it. But it should be like 1.5 or 2,000. Say, this is my cake. I looked at that. I said, how are you? He said, fine. I said, you should be pregnant by now. You told me that you waited the other time and you had miscarriage. He said, yes. I even had miscarriage last week. I said, give me a hand. I said, you speak of miscarriage, leave now. I didn't shout. I was just talking. In my office, almost sitting down, the Spirit said, you have come again. You have come again. You have come again. I didn't want her to marry. Now he has married finally. You forced her. You forced me to leave her to marry. Now you have come again. You have come again. I said, there and then I knew that words are powerful when they come from where? From the heart. Words are what? Powerful. So that word I speak passed his ears and entered her spirit. To the spirit inside of her. Instantly. I said to myself, young man, be careful what you say. From today, anywhere you speak, it will go with power. Whether you shout it or you talk small, every statement you speak will carry your spirit into that place. From today, as you speak, you convey your spirit to the person. Anywhere you speak, your spirit is released with force. In the name of Jesus Christ. Speaking is a big job. Are you hearing me now? Don't throw your words away. Your words is your life. Your words is your food. Your word is your future. Your word is your joy. Your word is your environment. Calculate your words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Quickly, let me show us how to start the word business. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Or should I leave it for another day? If you are interested in doing business with words, first of all, know that this word was created by words. Hebrews 11 verse 3. By faith, through faith, we understand that the worlds, the universe, the, The systems, we are framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. So I understand that the things I'm seeing didn't come from things that are seen. So the things that you are seeing now came out of words. So words are substance. Words are substance. Under lower temperature, they become solid. Under higher temperature, they are spirits. You didn't understand. Okay, for those of you who do a little bit of science, what is water? What is ice? What is steam? Tell me, yes. What is water? What is ice? What is steam? Yes. Water is liquid, yes. It's solid. Ice block is solid, yes. Steam is gas. But what is the content? The same water under different states. Your words under high temperature is a spirit. Lower it down, you can feel it. Lower it down more, it becomes solid. Your words, things that you see, are constructed from things that are said. But you don't know. You keep chasing after things that are physical and forget that they are found where? In your words. Hallelujah. It shocked me to discover that there's a language of big men. Not born again, though. One big man I know didn't have money. For some reasons, for something. I wanted him to say, I don't have money. The man refused to say it. Not because he's born again, not because he studied the Bible, but it cannot come out of his mouth. I said, sir, you don't have the money for this. He said, no. A few things are working out here and there. I'm expecting, you understand, there are some arrangements. I said, you don't have the money. He said, no. Not that he read the Bible, but it cannot come out of his mouth that he doesn't have money. He refused that he doesn't have money. I found out that the mind of the rich. If you meet some people, you see them, they don't have anything. But I'm talking about Nigeria. How to move that contract from NNPC to the other side. And you don't have any money anywhere. But that's the frame of their mind. And one day, you see them in those millions. Because that's the way they are thinking. Their words and their thoughts are in that level. That's what I'm going to get to. So if you're looking for things that you're seeing, they are talking of things that are in their heart and in their mouth. People of God, this your change of level is a change of your language. In fact, the reason why you went to school, those who went to school, is to change your language. You don't get a certificate. You see a young man, a young graduate, carrying his file, no job, but he's talking about, you see, by the grace of God, before 2025, I'm going to fix this, I must have done that. There's no one in his pocket, but his mind and his world level and his thought life has what? Increased. Then that guy who is chasing after money, chasing after money, he said, in short, see where I am now, by the grace of God. So he's seeing only what he's seeing. Those who rule this life are those who have words and thoughts. From today, your life will change by your words. I said your life changed by your words. The greatest evil you have done to yourself is to tell a lie. When you tell a lie, even a small lie, praise the Lord, you are not only committing sin, you are imprisoning yourself. You are telling yourself, I am fake. Because you know you have lied. And you know you have lied. And you are lying. Which means you are telling your spirit man, I am what? I am fake. And I cannot achieve anything. I will do business with words. I'll do business with words. Mark 11:23 said, you will have whatever you say. If you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe, you shall have whatsoever you say it. I looked at it this afternoon and found out that it did not say you will have what you said. It said you have what you say it. I get what he neku. Are we hikuru? You will have whatever you say it, not what you said. We just say something and we don't get it and we back out. But the Bible says you will have what you say it. That thing you are saying and keep saying you will have. What will I have? What will I have? Whatever I say and keep saying. What will I have? Whatever I say and keep saying. What will I have? Whatever I say and keep saying. What will I have? Whatever I say and keep saying. When will I stop saying it? I won't ever stop. I rather obey God than obey my feelings and my senses. I will keep saying it. The Bible said, so mightily grew the word and what prevailed. The Bible told you the increase of your lips. So the thing can increase. As you keep saying it, the thing will be increasing and increasing and increasing until a point where the thing will overflow. For the word of God is like the flood of waters. If you block a flood, it does not cry. Just you build a barricade against the flood. The flood will say, okay, no problem. It's only a matter of what? Time. The flood will come coming. At the time, the flood will come to the level of the thing that you are, it is smiling at you. You only delayed it. But it will overflow it. After a while, you push it down and carry the thing that you get. As you keep saying what you are saying, you will have what you said. In the name of Jesus Christ. I can't forget this because it's very funny. Many years ago, when I proposed to my wife, she was like this, like a stick. And it's like, it's going to break into two. So, some of his friend, Jiakoyon, say, hey, no one can. So when I came to her, I said to her, I know by God you're going to be a plump woman, and I know your size. He said, I know you are discouraged about my size because I'm too tiny, but don't worry, maybe I will grow. But there's nothing I have not done. My father has given all the money, I've eaten everything, there's nothing, they bought all manner of provision for me. I'm still at this. He said, maybe when I get married properly, I will grow, but I don't know. But this thing is so. I said, no, I know your size. He said, and truly, I know it's her size because I saw it in the vision. I said, that's the size of this woman. So, when we got married, he came and said, I don't want this fat. I don't want to grow. I said, you? I said, you don't want to grow. No, you will grow. At the point, I said, okay, you have reached the size I saw. You will not go beyond this size. He said, how can I have it? I said, it before, and I'm still saying it. You can't pass the size I saw. You will have what you said. Very casual. Just size, though. And then if you don't hear what I say about my pocket, about my health, about my life, you better say what you want now. Tell me, I will have what I say. It doesn't matter how long it looks, how it looks as if it's not going to happen. Don't mind it. Just keep, you have what you say it. Jesus said so. Jesus said so. He said, if you say it and you don't doubt it, you shall have whatsoever you say it. Whatever you keep saying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know what to say. Say, I know what to say. I know what to say. and I will have what I said. I know what to say, and I will have what I said. Second, I know what to say, I will have whatever I said. All right. We have said that words create things. Am I correct? Do you also know that words create feelings? Oh, yes. That's what I will say now, you feel very terrible. You feel like you want to kill yourself. That's not what I say now, you start dancing and feel happy. So words create what? Feelings. But do you also know that words create environment, create atmosphere? Do you know that if you enter to a house where they finish quarreling, they finish quarreling and stop quarreling and left the house, if you enter that, you feel a quarrel. You're not there again. Has it ever happened to you before? I'm telling you, if people quarrel here now and fight and finish fighting and leave and you enter that, you feel a quarrel on the air. Because words are what? Aspects. They feel environment. Your environment is your word. If you want a change of the way you feel, change what you say. If you want a change of the atmosphere around your house, change the words you use in your house. If you want a change of how your wife, your husband, your friend feels about you, change what you say to him or to her. Once you change your words, you will change the atmosphere. It's not magic. Is the law of God. Someone here today, you will change your word. You will change your word. I said you will change your word. Now, how do we use words? Number one, search for words. Luke 4 verse 17, search for words. Jesus said, if you seek, you will find. Search for words. The scripture said that they gave Jesus the Bible and he found a place. He found a place. So if he found a place, he was looking for it. Do you search your Bible for something? Or do you just read it like this paper? Search. The scripture, the Bible said, search. Find the word. Now, if I come here and release a word to you, know that that word has been given to you. Hold it. That one is a dash. But if you're the one studying, find. Every scripture is not for you per time. As you're studying, you find a word. From today, you will find a word. I want to ask you a question. When you find a word, do you know? Do you feel when you find a word? You will find a word. Hallelujah. Have you ever been studying the Bible and suddenly you found something and you got up? You're like, wow. You find the word. The young man who testified to us now just found the word. He had been struggling with that particular sin. And he now found the word that said, for he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. He must have read that scripture before. We didn't find it. You will find your word. I said you will find your word. So you can find a word. When you find a word, it becomes a rhema. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And the Bible says in Luke 8:11 that a sower went to sow and the seed is the word of God. So the word you find is like a seed. The word you find is like what? A seed. Where will you sow it? In your heart. You sow the word into your heart. And when the word is now planted in your heart, you open your mouth and reap your harvest. Praise the Lord. When you find a word and sow in your heart, and you become a tree of life, then you open your mouth and reap the harvest. Hallelujah. Your problem is this. You are thinking, I've been speaking some good words and yet nothing is happening. That's your problem. because you are thinking nothing is happening. But the day you know that every word you speak, something happens, you will speak it again. Did you hear me now? Your problem is that you are doing spiritual things and observing in the physical. You are taking spiritual action and watching out in the physical. You don't observe spiritual things in the physical. You observe spiritual things in the spiritual. I can't be speaking a word and be watching to see. Here in Jesus' name. Am I healed? Am I healed? No, sir. If I spoke that word from my spirit, I know that something has entered into my body. So whether I feel it now or I don't feel it, it doesn't change what I is. I know I released something. I can't push you and say, didn't feel the impact. From today, your words have impact. Number two, if you have searched for a scripture and found it, or you have found a word, take the words. Hosea 14 verse 2, I like this scripture. Say, take with you words. Words are takeable. Words are takeable. Words are takeable. Hosea 14 verse 2. Take with you words. Say me, I will take words. Say again, I will take words. So you can take words. So if you find a word, take it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If you find a word, what do you do? Take that word. Take that word. I don't see you as a successful person until I see what you do with words. I don't see you as a successful person until I can trust your words. Until I can bank on your words. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know, I'm training myself in words. That if I make a promise and I don't fulfill it, even in 5 years, I still remember it. I forget everything except the promise I make. I still remember it. Why? Because I have come to know that the words that come out of my mouth is my life. I pray for you today. You will take words. I said you will take words. How can you just come out and start going for an interview without a word? How do you get up and go to the market without a word? How do you travel without taking a word? You took your shoe and put it on. You took your cloth and put it on. You took your paper. You took your bag. You took your makeup. You took everything and you forgot words. So I will take words. I will take words. I will take words. Now, when I'm prophesying here and releasing words to you, take one. Take one. Look at my style. If I ask the Lord for a word and I don't get it, I use the last one. You didn't hear what I said, huh? Let me say it again. If I ask God for a word, He didn't give me any word, I take the last one. Which means the last one is still operative. Because forever, oh Lord, your word is what? Settled. So I will continue with the last one until another one comes. Always have a word. Imagine when you get up to leave tomorrow morning, I will find something. Something missing in my destiny shall be found today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have this word. I am going home. I'm going to find something. This week will not go. This month will not go until I find something. You will find it. Take words. You know, catch it and hold it. Make it your personal property. Take words. So, find words and then do what again? Take words. All right. Number three, keep words. Keep it. Luke 2:51. If you have found a word and you can take the word, you can also keep the word. Keep the word. To keep the word means to keep remembering the word. In Luke 2:51, hear what the scripture says. And Mary, or and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother, Mary, kept all these sayings in her heart. There were many things said about Jesus. Mary had it when the boy was in his hands, in her hands, that he's the Messiah, he's the Savior of the world. He saw the Magi, he had prophecies. And then Jesus said, when he was barely 12 years, I will do my father's business. Mary was hearing all these things. What did he do? He kept these words where? In her heart. I'll tell you something. Why did Mary keep the words in her heart? Because one day he will use it. Those things he heard about Jesus, he will use one day. So one day they were in Canaan, and there was no wine. Are you hearing me now? There was no wine. He remembered that the angel told her that this man is the Son of God. He's Jesus, the Savior of the whole world. He remembered the thing that was told her. He said to them, this man is not an ordinary man. Whatever he takes to do, do it. So he made use of the word he kept in her heart. If I am to speak, I will tell you, it is not Jesus that turned water into wine. It was Mary. How do I know? Jesus said, it is not my time. I don't want to do miracles. So it was not Jesus' faith that was doing it. It was the words Mary kept where? In heart. He heard about Jesus and kept it in her heart. What are you keeping in your heart? Some of you are keeping malice in your heart. Anger in your heart. Resentment in your heart. Fight in your heart. Unforgiveness in your heart. But Mary kept the word. She said, I will keep the word in my heart. She said, I will keep the word in my heart. I will keep the word in my heart. I will keep the word in my heart. One day the Lord said to me, he called me by name. I heard him say, Daniel, I have said I love you. Whoa! For more than 10 years, now, thereabout, I've kept that word in my heart. When I face terrible situations, things that look slapping me left and right, my wife can bear me witness. You hear me say, but God said he loves me. And I know he actually loves me. He said, but where is it now? How do you... But he said he loved me. Because that word, I kept it where? In my heart. I want to ask you a question. Is there any word you are keeping in your heart? Is there anything you have heard of the Lord some years ago or some time ago that you're keeping in your heart? Years ago, I use myself a lot because so it not be sound as if it's sounding on the air. When I proposed to my wife, I was praying about it. The Lord said to me, the woman you're going to marry, he said she is a palm tree. He said, a palm tree, the wind will blow it as if it's going to break, it will come back again. I put it in my heart. 17 years, 18 years now. Whenever she gets very sick, very down, very as if it's going to break down, I say, I've told you before we got married that you're a palm tree. So what are you now? He will say, oh, palm tree. I'm a palm tree. Why? The word is where? In my heart. I have not forgotten what I heard 17 years ago is in my heart. I'm asking you, what is in your own heart? You forget about everything that's good and remember all the bad things. Nothing in your heart. Empty heart. Is that verse 7? Say to me, I'll keep the word of God in my heart. Say, I'll keep the word of God in my heart. I don't get what is wrong now, but the word of God in your heart will correct it. You didn't hear what I said now. I don't care what is wrong right now. It may be very wrong. You're on the floor. There's no way out. You are trapped already. But I assure you, if the word of God in your heart will come out, it will change the situation. Tell me, I'll keep the word of God in my heart. I'll keep the word of God in my heart. Number four, send the word of God. Send it. So, you can search for the word and find it. You can take words. You can keep words in your heart. And you can send words. This is doing business with words now. You can send words. You can send words. Psalm 107 verse 20 said, He sent His word. So if God can send His word, I too, the Son of God, can send my own word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Say with me, I can send words. So I can tell you, go, I will send word to you. Hallelujah. I will send word to you. Because words are substance. Like I said, I can send money to you. Aren't you surprised that somebody can go and say, God, I send money to you. Now use your phone. Pay. The person say, I've got money. You never ask question. How can I press my phone and somebody got money? Say, it's technology. The word of God is also technology. You can send word. Your mother can say, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm confused now. Hey, mama, what? I'll send word to you. I said, which one is word? From today, I will send words. Doing business with words. To send word doesn't just come and say anything. No. You sit down, find a particular word, keep it in your heart, turn it around in your heart, make it solid from liquid, from gas to liquid to solid, and turn it around, and then say, from today, I will send words. Say, from today, I will send words. From today, I will send words. From today, I will send words. So words are sendable, packageable, and distributable. Isaiah 9 verse 8, the scripture says, Isaiah 9 verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob. And it had lighted up Israel. So God sent a word to Jacob. So I can send a word to Pastor Joe. Hallelujah. I can send a word to Ezine. I can send a word. But here is the law. You can only send a word where it can be received. For example, if somebody is against you and is fighting you, you can't send a word to him because he will reject it. So words that are sent are only sent where they can be received. So you don't send a word to someone who will not receive it. So what do you do to something like that? Ezekiel 20 verse 46, say you drop a word. Hey, you didn't hear me now. If somebody will receive, you send. If you will reject, you drop. Ezekiel 20 verse 46. Son of man, set thy face towards the south and drop thy word towards the south. Drop the word. If they will not receive it, drop it like a bomb. You don't send bomb, you drop bomb. You drop it. Drop the word towards the south and prophesy against the forest of the south field. Drop the word. If the person will receive it, send. If you don't receive it, drop. You didn't catch me now. Be on your feet right now. I'm going to talk to God. I do business with words. I do business with words. Open your mouth and declare, I do business with words. I do business with words. Open your mouth and pray. I will learn this business until I master it. I will learn this business until I master it. Open your mouth and pray. I will do business with words. Shandala baros ketesia. Sukala balanda sanamanda gelazuha. Shake up yourself, wake up yourself, and get ready to do business with words. I don't speak casually anymore. I do business with words. I'm a word businessman. I distribute words. God spake his word. Great is the company that distributes it. I work in a word distribution company. I distribute words. In the name of Jesus. Think of it. God gave the word. Great is the company that distributes it. So I work in a word distribution company. I trade on prosperity words. I trade on healing words. I can send words to you. I trade on words of peace. When I speak, it's for peace. I trade on words. I'm not waiting for anything to change. I change it with words. Are you hearing me now? I ignore what I'm seeing and start saying what I want to see. I don't care what they are thinking about me. I only care about what God is thinking about me. And the thoughts of God are written down in the book. So I know what he's thinking about me. And that's what I say. I'm not concerned about your interpretation of my situation. I'm concerned about what God has said. And I take his words. And I do business with it. I keep it in my heart. When it is needed, I bring it out. And I do something with it. How come you have so forgotten your walk with God? Many of you have worked with God for over 10 years, 15 years. And over these years, God has been saying one thing or the other. But when something happens, you forget about what God said yesterday. But God said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, and then I change not. So I don't change the way you change. The things I said 5 years ago, I have not changed it. I will still bring it to pass. He said, hey, there's no way to happen. Forget it. He said, the years that a cankerworm and caterpillar took, I can bring it back. If you can bring years back, then your condition is changeable. One thing is required. What sayest thou? Gini ki neku. Awe hikuru. Gini ki neku. Kedu ihi neku. What are you saying? I want to give you 3 minutes now. To take one area of your life and say something about it. If you like, take your own space. But you have to just say something. Maybe your health is that area. And you're a leader now. Say something about your health. What has God said about your health? What have you received as a word of prophecy? Maybe it's your academics. Say something. A long time ago, I lost the fear of whether God will do what he said. I just keep saying what he said. Say something. I didn't say pray a prayer. I said say something. I didn't say pray to God. I said say something. open your mouth and address something. Bring out your hand. Let me see your hand. Bring out your hand. Don't fold your hand. Address something like this. Address issues. Address issues. Talk to something. What are you talking about? Talk to some matters. One witch doctor said in your village, but you have not said anything yourself. It's word for word. A prophet has said something to you that he's seen something in your family, but what are you saying yourself? Say something. Look at something and say something. Look at something. Address something headlong. Address it face to face. Say something. You will have whatsoever you say it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have one agenda this night to bring you back to your feet. Because Pastor Dan is on his feet. I was on 1 foot before managing, but I'm on my 2 feet now. I want to bring you to your feet. And the only way to your feet is the word of faith. It is the truth. It may not be like, I may not feel like that, but it's not about what I feel. It's the truth I'm telling you. If I don't tell the truth, I'll be held responsible. Hear me in a minute, because we are still praying. I'll ask you one question. Is there any area of your life where you have seen the hand of God? Let me see your hand. So, there's an area of life you have seen the hand of God very, very well. Good and fine. Is there any area of your life where you have not seen the hand of God, you are expecting to see the hand of God? Let me see your hand. Good and fine. If you saw God in this area and you have not seen him in this area, bring him to that area now. It means that God is around you. God is around you. There's no way God can be doing mysteries and powerful things in your health. And then in your finances, you're on the floor. Take the God you saw in your health and move him to your finances. It means he's present. For example, now, if I pray now and one person gets healed, only one person. Don't tell me God is not here. It's you that is not here. Because if he healed one person, it means he's present. So what do I do? I collect from him, because it must be, for one person to be healed, means God is present. Hear me. Move God from the area you lack his presence to the area you want his presence. Just shift your faith to that area. You'll be shocked. How can God be good on one side and then he's not on the other side? Move him to the other area. Are you hearing me now? The plan of God is this. He wants to be good for you all round. Are you still here now? Are you still here now? Now, how do we do it? One more prayer. There are times we should be speaking to things and yet we are speaking to God. It's a mistake. There are times when we should be speaking to things what God said, or speaking to things about God, and we are speaking to God about things. I will show it to you now as we pray. As you are still standing, Hosea 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass in that day. Say, that day is today. Say again, that day is today. I will hear, says the Lord. I will hear the heavens, says the Lord. And the heavens shall hear the earth. 22. And the earth shall hear the corn. and the wine and the oil, and the corn, the wine, and the oil shall hear Jezreel. If God will hear heaven, heaven will hear the earth. The earth will hear the corn, the wine, and the oil. And corn, oil, and wine will hear Jezreel. Who should Jezreel be speaking to? No, he's speaking to God. Are we here now? God said, I will hear who? I will hear who? Heaven will hear who? Earth will hear who? God will hear who? So if you were Jezreel, who would you be speaking to? If you speak to God, will God hear you? You are speaking to God when God is listening to the heaven. And you are busy talking to God who is listening to heaven. And talking to God about corn. God said, I'm not aware of corn, I'm aware of heaven. Heaven said, I'm aware of earth. I said, I'm aware of corn. God said, I know Jezreel. Speak to the one you know. Hallelujah. Speak to things. Speak to your shop. Don't speak to God about your shop. Speak to your shop about God. Speak to your body about God. Not speak to God about your body. Are you hearing me now? Address the thing. Leave God alone. Leave God. The thing you're addressing, we talk to. The thing that we talk to. They know how to talk to each other. You're breaking protocol. Address the thing. Hallelujah. You know, there's nothing I can do for you beyond your faith. Sometimes I just try to prop up your faith and agree with you. But when you know how to do it, or when I can agree with you, perfect faith, we can do anything. There's nothing impossible. One of the biggest jobs to do is to put yourself together. But there's no time I've ever put myself together that I didn't get my result. One of the greatest tricks Satan has used on me is to get me too busy running about things instead of settling down to put myself together. And he will not win me again on that. That is problem come now, and I'm busy trying to solve it, running up and down instead of redressing to gather myself together to see how to attack it. Right now, can you talk to the corn? Talk to the matter as if you don't know. Jesus addressed the fish. Didn't address God. He addressed the tree. Can you address your bank account? Can you address your health? Tell it what you want to do. And you will have what you said. Not what you said today. What you keep saying from today. If you like, take a position, and I give another 3 minutes. Address something. And go home and continue addressing that thing. It will respond. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word from God will go unfulfilled. Eswatatete. Address something. You shall be like this, and 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 you shall be like this, in the name of Jesus.